I'm Katie Davis, and I live on Lanier Place in Adams Morgan, and I've lived here since I was a little girl, since I was about 9. We moved here in 1968, in August. I see 18th Street in black and white. A few old-fashioned throwback stores, you know, there were a couple hardware stores, there was a Five and Dime, and there were stores that were shuttered. They'd already closed up post-riot, and there was one bar, Million Al's. Mary Godwin was the bartender, and when people walked home at night from that bar, the owner, Al, sold them a piece of pipe for a dollar, and it was called Al's Get Home Safe. It was desolate. And then in 70, 71, 72, little stores started coming in, taking the place of the older, you know, more traditional storefronts. There aren't that many people left, but to me, I know their stories. So if I see a stoop, I think, oh, that's where Peyton used to hang out, or Paul was always there until he passed away, or this was next to us was a Greek family, and they left in like 1970. And so I see those layers of history in my mind and hear them. There's still a bit of a culture of kind of being in the street, like sitting out on the porch and yelling to your friends back and forth versus going over and talking to them inside the house. I didn't know that much about the church, but I was trying to find a space for my youth group to work on bikes. We had used bikes. And the owner of City Bikes and I walked around the neighborhood and we're like, what goes on in that church? You know, what actually happens there? We never saw people coming in and out. And I found out that, it was an active church, although very small. And I went and asked them. And they had to have a meeting, but they said yes. The church was amazing. I never really got over it, the fact that they let us work there. And nothing bad ever happened. So sometimes, like on a rainy day, I'd have the kids spread out all over the church reading books or something. And then, like four at a time, we would go up these back steps, and you come into this little secret room, and then you go out, and you're looking at the congregation. And there were maybe like four rows of gorgeous, I think, mahogany pews. I mean, it probably could have sat 200. And there was a big organ. And so we'd go up there and like whisper. Of course, in this neighborhood in the 20s, when they built it in 1910, it fit right in. If you look at the facade of some of the buildings that they're getting ready to tear down, it was all beautiful stone and just what the rest of the city was built with. But there was that thing about Adams Morgan. You could know it really well, like I did. I'd grown up in it, never been in that church. And when I went in, it seemed like another planet, you know?